Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Michael Harris again out to right center. Again well struck. And again, it is out of here.
Yeah, that was Michael Harris' second home run of the night. All the home runs went to the exact same spot. Both of Harris's home runs. Acuna went opposite field. And James Wood hit one for the Nationals, too. And they were all right there. So if you had seats over there in the right field bleachers, like the Chop House area, you might have got a ball last night, which is fun. Michael Harris, 19 homers on the year, so he'll probably get to 20. Acuna got to 20 last night as well. Wouldn't have thought either one of those things were going to happen at certain points this season. And the Braves have won 10 games in a row.
All right.
Congratulations to them.
Okay. What's next?
Okay.
What's next?
All right.
No, it was great.
This is going to be even more fun.
It was great seeing Michael Harris hit 2 home runs yesterday.
Yeah.
Like you said, the way he struggled to get to where he is, freaking awesome. Ronald Acuna hit 20 and missed all that time before the
missed
season,
2 months.
In the middle of the season.
Yeah.
Up and down the lineup, still able to get there. Cool.
Yeah, look, it's all about individuals.
That's it.
I mean, obviously the season has sucked.
Hopefully, the brightness or bright lights or whatever, as Drake Baldwin went in NL rookie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right.
All right, well, this will make you more happy. Here's Raheem Morris talking about the drastic swings on the offense.
You know, the league is different. You know, the league is tough. You know, every week's different. Every week, different game plan and how you run through your team. And, you know, like we've been running our team through the run game a bunch this year, you know, other than what we wanted to do in that Tampa game. That's why it was so much disappointment in what happened in the Tampa game. Came out, ran the offense exactly how we wanted to run it through the running backs, through our run game, doing the stuff that we wanted to do there. Came out this week, had it going that way, got out of hand pretty quickly, changed the whole dynamic of what's going to happen. So you get the up and down swings that you don't want. Right, we want to be able to find some consistency there. You want to be able to find all those things so you can find your way, find your rhythm, find your style of play. And we know what our style of play is. We got to go out and execute it. We did not execute it this week, and those things happen within the framework of a season.
Well, he's absolutely correct. They want to run. They want to run their offense through their running backs. 100%. I think everybody knows that.
Well, do they know that?
I don't know. That was going to be my next question.
Because he's correct in terms of the philosophy in general of what they should do.
Yeah, but
the specifics of Sunday, no.
Yeah, but
absolutely not.
I think that because, okay, you go back to the first game, Tampa took that away, so Michael had to throw the ball.
Okay.
Obviously, it worked in Minnesota. Last game, they're viewing it from a standpoint, we got behind too much, too
fast. But
that's
not true.
But that's not true, exactly.
It's not true.
But that's the only thing I can think of. Like, when we talk about
– it was 10-0 at halftime.
The league has shifted. Yes, I get all that. But – certain teams have certain identities of what they want to do. The Falcons have an identity of what they want to do, which I think they want to do.
How do you define identity?
Doing what you do best.
Right.
Their best player
Their
best player on their offense is Bijan Robinson.
Totally. So you and I are in agreement.
Yeah. So,
but you can't say what your identity is
yes.
and do something different. And have it be your identity.
But the thing about it happens all the damn time. It does. It happens all the damn time in the league, and usually those teams freaking lose. Yeah, usually those teams.
When you have a stated identity and you can't do that, that probably means you're
because
bad.
That's the thing about it, though, is if you had a better player at the quarterback position, you could go away from that, and he can go win games for you. Michael has a talent to do that. He just ain't there yet, you know, and so they have to lean on the run game to help him. Now, he played good enough. He threw the ball good enough in the first game for them to win. I do believe that, even though the run game was stymied and everything like that. I thought he passed the ball well enough for them to win the football
game. I feel like what you're kind of describing is reasonable when applied to week one. Like, the Bucs did a really good job taking away the run. Yeah. The Falcons had to run the ball. That's not what happened on Sunday.
No.
Like, the Panthers didn't stop the run.
They came out throwing.
Right.
Yes.
They threw the first bunch of plays.
Yes. Why?
They were averaging 5.5 yards a carry.
Yes.
Like, there's no, I mean, I don't know. You can, again, you can tell me that your identity is something, but when you do it and you act, the thing is they chose to do something different.
Yep.
They chose to go away from their identity. And I also don't know that you can even have an identity 3 weeks into a season.
I agree with that. I think you have
the Lions have an identity.
I think you can have a mind. You can have a thought of an identity.
Sure.
Meaning this is what I think we should be doing.
Right.
This is what I, you know, this is what coming into the season, this is what we're gonna hang our hat on. But like identities of teams are created over time.
Totally. They're totally dependent on what works when you're playing.
And the week to week thing and you know they and the cutesy part about the league nowadays is they feel like you got to trick somebody. Okay, we were all 12 last week. So you know what we're not going to do? We're not going to run it this week because
they'll be expecting it.
So damn what?
So what? You're good at it.
You're good at it.
Just be better at
it. Exactly. That was one of the biggest takeaways, and we were talking about it. And I was like, okay, it was working last week. But then this week, the game plan called for you to go 11? Why?
Against a worse defense.
Yeah.
And again, it was working. When you ran the football, it was working. You were getting 5 yards
of
carry.
And, well, they got 5 yards of carry running 11. You're absolutely correct. They did. They did. Okay. But at the same time, be respectful, Randy. Be respectful. That was some dumbass stuff they did.
Yeah.
Okay. It was dumb as hell the way they called the offensive game plan. Again, Michael didn't play well at all.
Totally.
I'm not taking it another way. I'm not putting everything on Zach Robinson and him. But their offense, and I know you sent me the clip, the pistol. That's what they want to do. I think it's dumb as hell to base your whole offense with your quarterback in the damn pistol. Believe me, I do.
I just don't like it.
The fact is that you want to balance out the defense. You think if you set the back to the right or to the left, they can shift. They can do the defense and offense. The defense can set the strength here to set for that.
But you can have the running back directly behind the quarterback under center.
Yeah, you can do so many. Right? Like I like under center quarterbacks. I like playing when my quarterback playing under center because it gives you so many different avenues to do so many different things. Maybe that quarterback can't damn do it.
Yeah, maybe he really has never done it.
You know what I mean? Maybe he can't damn do it. I don't know.
Maybe.
But, like, they always talk about the offsetting of the defense and, you know, where they set the strength to and all that other crap. Whatever. But yet, you know, I'm not buying it. You know, you can't sell me on it.
It's hard for that to be the argument when so many other teams in the NFL just run traditional shotgun sets with the back to the right or the back to the left and do it effectively.
And do it effectively.
It's not like the defense immediately knows what's happening and shuts down every play.
You're not going to convince me that it balances out the defense. I don't give a about that. You know what I mean? Do something different. That's what I want to see. Do something different. Unless you have a quarterback that can't do it, a quarterback that can't be under center. You know, I mean, that's my only thing. I mean, are you telling me he can't do it? Because you're being, what does it say, cut off your nose, spite your face, and all that crap? In my opinion, like, it's so many more options when you're doing that.
Right.
It's just so, it just is.
Well, this is almost like a tie your hand behind your back situation.
You're not giving yourself enough of an advantage on offense when you do the same thing, line up the same way.
Right. But maybe it's, again, they're saying that.
But
to protect the fact that they can't do it otherwise.
I'm not saying they can't, but again.
No, but maybe they can't, though.
But, I mean, the pistol, they were in the pistol where they gassed the hell out of the Vikings. Were they not? They were getting five. They were getting 4 and 5 yards a pop out of the pistol when they were running. When they tried to run the ball against Carolina.
Yeah.
It's just one of the things where that's what they want to do. So, because they want to do that, I left it alone.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, yeah. They're going
to
do it.
Yeah, I left it alone. They like to run a, they want this to be an 11 personnel base offense. Me, Randy, leave it alone. Fine. Do it. Fine.
Now, they had that one game.
Fine.
Where they went 12 a bunch.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Then they were like, it was game plan opponent specific. Man, damn, man.
I'd be overthinking it.
Damn, man.
I do also think, like, I don't know how many teams otherwise are having segments done 20 games into a tenure where they're just trying to figure out the formation that they're running. Like, we're arguing about how the Falcons are lining up.
Yes.
Not even what happens after they snap the ball. Like, the criticism there is that they're lining up wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
like, we can't even get into the play before they're doing segments about criticizing what the Falcons are doing.
And certain things, like, we were just talking before the show, and we were talking about the Lions' offense. People are like, well, why can't the Falcons, like, do it like that?
There's a bunch of reasons. I don't even know where to start.
Okay, I've been a player on a team and was like, why the hell we can't do that?
Right.
You know, there's reasons of why. You know, just because it looked good.
Well, I would start with the personnel.
That's the most important
thing.
That's
what I would start with.
It's the most important thing.
And then I would follow that with the experience that the personnel has, both in the league and also together. Those things. They have a clear identity that they've established over years of doing it.
Yes.
They don't just say it's their identity.
They are the team that runs the plays in practice, and they run them in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Game. We got them plays in the damned offense. We just don't run them. You know why? Because you're scared it's going to go wrong. You know what Dan Campbell ain't worried about? It going wrong.
Right. Well, they also ran six plays right before that worked. So the defense is on their heels. The Falcons are trying to run trick plays on 3rd and 14. You know what I mean? Like, that's also not great. All right, Dave Archer is going to join us next. We'll get his take on all things that are going on right now in the world of the Atlanta Falcons. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.